So dictation follow, visit Quania branch, Quania branch. Date of birth is 1-6-2022. Date of accident 6-7-2021. Date of service is 1-6-2022. Date of birth 6-18-1996. Ms. Quania branch is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports of a pain in the lower back, mild, which is around 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the right shoulder now is completely better, and the patient was initially injured in a car accident on 6-7-2021 as a passenger in the front seat, and when her car was rear-ended at a intersection light, leading to these pains. Patient reports 70% improvement in her symptoms, and she is also back to work full-time. Pain level remains between 3 and 4, and the ADLs are not reported affected beyond 4. The system review reveals no symptoms in neurology and psych. Patient has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision problems, memory problem, balance problems, or any focus problem. She also has no anxiety, depression, panic, or PTSD, or any other issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the right shoulder and mild pain in the lower back, with no radiculopathy or any other issues, no difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level at this time, and there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is lidocaine gel only. She doesn't want any Ultram or any other medications. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is in full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 120 over 89, and pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 12-9-2021. Dictation number is 1213-044. With the difference in the following area. The general review is the same from previous visit, and in the musculoskeletal examination on inspection is completely normal with normal curvature alignment of the spine and no scars. In palpation, there are no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, no tenderness of the spine is present, sacroiliac joints are not tender, paravertebral muscle spasm is not present anymore. Cervical spine range of motions are completely normal with forward flexion 60, extension 75. Side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 80 degrees. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25. Bilateral side flexion is 25. And bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not found to be painful. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lerman test is negative, destruction test is negative, Soto-Hall is negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, in lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Breger test is negative, Kump test is negative, Babinski test is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are not tender at this time. Standing flexion test negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Destruction test negative. Faber test is negative. Gonsalin test is negative. And Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination is completely normal. The right shoulder also is now able to move 180 degrees with no spasm or tenderness in the rotator cuff. The patient reports normal muscle strength. And the Hawken-Kennedy test is found negative. Anterior posterior apprehension negative. Drop arm test is negative. Gait is completely normal. The diagnoses are from the previous visit. Plan of care is to basically continue lidocaine gel as per patient request and continue the physical therapy 2 times per week as per patient request. The MRIs were discussed with the patient. All the appropriate alternatives have been discussed. and the patient has basically a herniated disc at L5-S1, and the posterior longitudinal ligament is elevated. There is a narrowing of the right neural foramina with pressure on the L5 nerve root and left neural foramina narrowing. And patient has no radiculopathy. The pain level is minimal. She's trying home exercises, which is perfectly fine, along with lidocaine gel, and she's back to work. It appears that she also is not interested in any further treatment like epidural injections, and hence she's all being carried off with a conservative treatment. The patient is satisfied, completely happy with our treatment with us, for her, and she also doesn't want any surgical consultation. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time if she decides to have another month of physical therapy. Thank you.